Self-trust. A linchpin capacity. Can you develop it? How do you develop yourself to be able to move forward? To grow? Many of my coaching students are at a crucial point in their lives where unless something happens, they probably won't move forward. Fear, unclarity, self-centeredness, belligerence. The main attitude is different for each person. Not one person resembles another in what seems to block their path. A perfect example of the Anna Karenina principle, a deficiency in any one of a number of factors dooms an endeavor to failure. All happy families are alike, each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. All people who move forward are alike. All stuck people are stuck in their own way. One factor they all share, they have a mentor or a coach. The coach's brilliance, creativity, insight can make a difference. What is clear is this, unless someone or something helps them through, they will stay on this side of the great divide. Great responsibility, but I am up for it. What is the capacity I need to be okay with this responsibility? It is self-trust. Self-trust says, I can deal with it however it goes. I am a match to the twists of life. That is the capacity, self-trust, that I need to have and use to not throw up my hands and whimper, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. I don't know how. But they, the participant, the client needs capacities too. I cannot do it for them. Don't be misled, the biggest barrier to growth is lack of a capacity or two. But as we have seen, capacities turn on only when they are fully needed. The oft-used example is the bird that steps off the edge of the nest and first falls like a stone, but then finds its wings and pulls out of the fall. The capacity to fly is there, in the DNA of the bird, dormant, until the bird is put in a situation where it is either fly or die. So if you are hungry for more capacities, or even for one, you need to put yourself in the situation where without the capacity you fall and kill yourself. Crash and burn. Lose money. Get into big trouble. Or you get lost. Go mad, become destitute. You should know you don't have the capacity, because you have never used it. Never needed it. Because you have been living in a tiny box where you are safe. Your comfort zone. Be like the blind person who knows they can't see. But I even heard of blind people who pushed, relentlessly to gain sight. Heard of paralyzed people who did the same, and walked again. What did they have that you don't? They had a self. They had a clear sense that they have a say in the matter of their lives. That people are people, circumstances are circumstances, nature is nature, and they are themselves. That they can do what they can do, wiggle their toe, stare into darkness, and by gosh they will do it, because if they don't do it, the result they are going for will never happen. Instead of waiting for life, God, other people, healers, doctors, coaches do it for them. What Al Williams was trying to do in his famous speech is, he tried to encourage you to turn that self on. All you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. What he didn't elaborate on is this, you don't know where the boundary of what you can do is, until you push the envelope. You don't know how much energy you have, until you collapse of fatigue for the last time. After collapsing and getting up again and again. You don't know how far you can go, until you went too far. Only those who will risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go.